Across from here, there's a creek that goes. This looks white, but it wasn't white, this part. Is it the right one?
Could change since this map.
Or maybe.
This was 1954, this map. So.
Could you tell us the story of the island?
Not the island, but that back river, that shortcut, the, what do you call those, don't know about it. There's another way of reaching that other part, you know, but it's a long way.
Going behind?
Yeah.
So this is kind of going behind.
And that I heard from also stories from men that passed away. It's, in those days there were a lot of, there's always fighting. I mean, a thing that goes on from that region to this region, warriors. They all have warriors.
From Yukon to here?
Even Yukon here, upriver, downriver, coastal, everywhere. Anyway, when there was a story of Apa Nuhpak, the biggest man, and he was one of the warriors that are around this area, around here, Akiak, Tukwikluk, Akachak, Bethel, maybe that area. And he always helped the people because they're, I guess because they are his neighbors, you know what I meant. Anyway, there's always a lookout person. What do you call those kind?
Watchers. Guards.
Guards. Some guards for everything. Every pen probably have a guard. Because they're always, in those days, they're always killing each other. Bows and arrows. Anyway, they had, the guard came and told those warriors there that there were lots of men coming from Yukon way to attack downriver, I guess. And they gather, I don't know how long it takes them to get to those places by canoes. Probably a long time, many, many hours. Anyway, that they had tell each other they were alongside of that river, lined up far, way far. I mean, well, I don't know exactly how far and how many men were lined up across from each other. And when that, they tell each other, do not kill until they're all inside that their area where they could get each one of them. Let them pass, keep passing, maybe up to the mouth, maybe. And they kept coming quiet, he was telling. And then the signal when the last canoe passed, the signal probably some kind of bird call or something. And then they keep signaling, then they start killing them. They said that river was just filled with blood, all red. And that guy said that river is full of human bones. But they always leave one alive soul for him to go warn their relatives. That's bad, you know.
So he went back.
Mm-hmm.
And did anything happen then?
I never find out those things.